You are listening to the In Her Flow podcast with Gina and Serena. We created this podcast to help you nurture and connect to your flow, whilst also reducing the stigma and shame surrounding periods.
Each week, we will share episodes that explore conversations with female health practitioners, industry expanders, and everyday women. We are so grateful that you're tuning in to today's episode.
So thank you for joining us on the In Her Flow podcast. We really, really excited to bring you our first guest speaker today, Melissa Vranjes, who will be giving us an introduction into the four phases of the menstrual cycle and how to assist you in becoming a little bit more in tune with it. So she's joining us all the way from New Zealand today. Ooh. And Melissa is a yoga teacher and a women's wellness and hormone educator. And Gina and I actually did a workshop earlier in the year. We did the Introduction into Women's Wellness course, and we absolutely loved it. We loved your open approach to the topic, and we know it can feel, you know, a little bit scary and taboo, especially opening up about your period and those kinds of things with strangers, and we were online. But, no, you made us feel really, really comfortable. Mm. And believe it or not, when Gina and I were actually first brainstorming who we wanted to interview, you were literally the first person that popped into our head. I thought there was no better person to get on the show, and here you are.
Oh, thank you, ladies. What an honor. It's so cool that we've already connected before, and yeah, we can talk about this in a more intimate space. So yeah, thank you for having me on.
Thank you for coming. We're very, very excited. So I guess before we dive into period talk, we would just love to you to tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be a women's wellness and hormone educator, and I guess what it really involves.
I made up a title of calling myself a feminine wellbeing educator because it kind of incorporated these three pillars that I spoke about, and one of them being the menstrual cycle. So I also educate and mentor women around the menstrual cycle, around fertility awareness, which also comes into the menstrual cycle as well, and then around female holistic sexual wellness. So it all kind of incorporates around being a cyclical being. And I feel like to understand yourself as a woman, the start of it is your menstrual cycle. So yeah, that's kind of what I do in my everyday.
Yeah, we love that.
Such a like yummy topics we'll be covering. Might have to get you back on another podcast to talk about a few of more of those things.
Yeah,
it's such a huge field. It's almost like an endless field.
Oh my gosh, tell me about it. Like when I start learning about things, it just sends me down rabbit holes. I'm like, okay, and this one, then I'm going to start learning about that.
But it's so exciting, and it's so kind of empowering to be in tune with your cycle and to know exactly what's going on and how you can support yourself. And yeah, you just become really in touch with yourself and your body, which, yeah, it's amazing.
Totally. Yeah, you can answer your own questions pretty much, not rely on somebody who can't feel your body or be in your body to tell you what's going on. So I think that's a really empowering part of it.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Be your own doctor a little bit to a certain degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a huge element of the In Her Flow podcast is overcoming the sort of stigma surrounding period. And I guess we would love to ask each of our guests, how did you sort of feel about your first bleed, which I know can always be a bit daunting, compared to how you feel about it now as, you know, a well-educated adult and you're teaching people about this? Like, yeah, what's the difference between, I guess, your first period and now?
Well, fortunately, I had a mother that instantly celebrated my first bleed. So I was congratulated. I got taken up for lunch. I was taken
I love that.
And I was like, don't tell Dad. And then that afternoon, Dad came up to me and said, like, I just want to congratulate you. You've moved into womanhood. And I started crying. I was like, oh, Mom, I told you not to tell Dad. So I was really fortunate to be educated on my cycle from the get-go, that actually there wasn't anything wrong, that I was bleeding, and that it was actually a celebration. And yeah, I mean, guess moving through high school, you're not so much educated on your menstrual cycle. So yeah, from there, I guess I lost a bit of that education. It just became a pain in the ass, and yeah, there was just like no talk about your period. It was just like, that's what happens. You deal with it, even if it is painful. So to now, I obviously went through a bit of challenge in my period, where I really did suffer painful periods about 4 years ago. I was in a really high stressful job. So I started seeking answers to try and understand it. And yeah, then I started learning about the different seasons of my cycle, and I'd never heard that explained before. So that was like, what the hell?
Which seems so crazy that a lot of people, like a lot of, I mean, a lot of our friends even don't realize that there are four seasons to a cycle. It's kind of ovulation, where you can get pregnant, or your period, and that's kind of it.
Totally. Yeah. And like, when people even talk about, oh, your period, everyone assumes just your bleeding time. It's never really spoken about. Like, for me, I personally think the most important time is ovulation, because if you're not ovulating, it shows that your body doesn't feel safe enough to release an egg. So to get back to your question, how I feel now as opposed to then, I still celebrate it. I still feel really good about bleeding, but there was just that time in between where there was, yeah, no education or empowerment around bleeding and being a woman.
Yeah. That's crazy, because even though you had such a beautiful initiation into womanhood and getting your period, there's still that struggle of not really understanding it that comes in between, and that you have to relearn. Such a complex thing that I guess women have to, you know, understand and experience.
Totally.
So I guess while we're on that topic, we would love you to dive right in and I guess give us a little bit of an introduction into the four seasons of the menstrual cycle, and a bit about what they entail in terms of what's happening hormonally, and I guess how menstruators can support that changing energy throughout the cycle through self-care practices.
Yeah, beautiful. So like I said before, when it was reflected to me about the four different seasons, that was like a game changer. And I remembered my teacher saying, like, what do you want to do in the winter? It's like, do you want to go out to a beach in your bikini? No, you probably want to like wrap up a little bit and like eat. Oh, I don't know, you know, some people might want it. But for me, it's like, I want to wrap up and be nice and cozy, have lots of soups, and in the summertime, damn straight, I want to be on the beach in my bikini. So it made me reflect like what I personally like to do with these seasons. So understanding these inner workings is really the first step to a whole new way of approaching your health, your fertility, your energy, your creativity, just all of it. Like, throw it all in there. It's the new way of approaching it. So
An easy way to understand it, I think.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just, you kind of just get it straight away. And there's like a few little rules around that. You know, if you don't rest in your inner winter, your inner summer is probably not going to be as alive and expansive. But yeah, why don't I get into it? Otherwise, I'll start rambling.
Sure.
So your inner winter is the time of menstruating. So it is your bleed, and bleeding starts from the first day of full blood flow, and it's approximately 1 to 7 days of your cycle. So I'm going off a 28-day cycle, and that's just an approximate. So it doesn't mean that that's a normal cycle. It's just I'm going off 28 days for those listening. So in this part of your cycle hormonally, your hormones are at their lowest level. So this, your hormones actually drop to allow your blood flow to start. It sheds your uterine lining. So your hormones are at their lowest, which generally means that your energy is at the lowest. So you're at your most yin, inward energy. And this is really a time to like fully rest, like switch up your exercise routine to something that's going to nourish you, like give yourself permission to take longer sleeps and naps and keep yourself warm. You know, just all like the cozy things you want to do when it's like the coldest day of the year, like what do you want to do? And like, you put your slippers on, or okay, like, you know, it's not going to be winter all the time, but
yeah. Have a few more hot baths.
Yeah, totally. In the middle of summer, you're walking around in your slippers.
Yeah.
But yeah, just thinking about that, like journaling and meditating, having some time alone, really important when you're bleeding as well, just to like be with yourself and just reflect, like, what are you letting go of as you're shedding? Yeah.
I think it's so important for women to kind of give themselves permission, because I know, like myself included, I'm kind of always go, go, go. And so it's so important for women to like give themselves that permission to be like, it's okay, it's my time to come inward and to rest and to nourish myself, instead of just always being like, oh, I just have to be on the move all the time and productive and doing all these things.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I really feel that, and I used to be one of those people as well, and now I like secretly really look forward to my bleed, because it means that I don't shoot anything for the first 2 days. Like, yes. If I'm booked into Pilates, I'll cancel my Pilates. Yeah. If I have, like, if I can, luckily I work for myself, so if I can, I can reschedule meetings. But it's like a real time for myself out of the whole freaking month that I can spend 2 days and like get into bed, snuggle in. If I want to watch Netflix, like, all the floodgates are open. I can do whatever I want. So it's such a treat.
It is. So yeah. You kind of allow yourself to be in that way and not have excuses to, I guess, push yourself too much.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like work. Like, I find myself being a lot more gentle with myself and not giving myself a hard time if I'm not putting in as much work and effort as I usually do. So it's like almost a nice little like excuse to be more, I don't want to say lazy, but like a little bit more, you know, comfortable.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm all about lazy. I'm just like big capital letters, like, this is me. Yes. I'm not going to attend to you. And, you know, not everyone works for themselves and can take days off, but when I was working like 16-hour days and I couldn't just be like, sorry, guys, sort yourself out. It was just about actually turning it down a bit and asking for a bit of extra support and saying like, hey, guys, I won't be able to have this finished by the end of the day. And just really feeling that boundary for all it is and not going, oh, well, shit, maybe I should do this. It's like, no, actually I'm bleeding and this is where I'm at today. So,
totally.
Yeah. Okay, so then there is inner spring. So this is your follicular phase and approximately days 7 to 14. And it's also really important to note here that if you are a woman with a short menstrual cycle, so around about 25 days or less, it's possible that this phase is absent and you just move straight into like your ovulation fertile phase.
Yeah, wow.
So what is happening with your hormones? So estrogen and testosterone start to rise during this phase, and this usually boosts you with a nice bit of dose of energy, improves your mood. Like, estrogen's a great hormone for that. Brain function, you're feeling good. And, yeah, it's kind of this just like your bear that's popped out of the cave and it's like, yo, I'm ready. Yeah, I always like visualize myself as that. I'm like, okay, I've had my rest, like I've done everything, I'm coming to play.
I'm back. Rejuvenized.
Yeah. Totally, watch out. So yeah, some ideas to like self-care for this is just eating healthy foods and really listening to your body now that you've got this energy. And what do you feel like doing? And can you bring in a bit more play and a bit more joy? And if you feel like doing something, like, now's the time just to go and do it. You've got that energy there and that like spring energy. Is your inner spring.
Amazing.
Such a nice part of your cycle. I really love that time, including ovulation, but I guess we'll hear about that next.
Yeah. I feel like you start to feel more creative and like you want to
socialize.
Not be inside alone. You want to be socializing and coming out to the world.
Yeah, totally. I love it. Like, I can always start to feel mine, and actually mine comes on a bit like near the end of my period when I'm spotting, and I can start to feel it a bit, and I'm like, oh yeah, like, yeah. Here it comes. The lace knickers come back on, the cottons are chucked away, like I can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you move to your inner summer, and your inner summer is your ovulation. And this can be anywhere from days 14 to 21. And again, just remembering those days, if you do skip the first phase, the follicular phase, that this could be different for you.
Yeah.
And your hormones, so estrogen reaches a peak, your FSH, which is your follicle stimulating hormone, also peaks, so that holds the egg nice in place and helps it grow. And then there's also another hormone, luteinizing hormone, which is your LH, and that spikes, which triggers the release of the egg. So there's lots of delicious hormones kind of peaking and spiking around ovulation, and that's all in relation to having your egg ready and then releasing your egg. So yeah, your energy is really at its peak here. It's at your most yang, your most outward energy. And it's that summer energy, like you're ready to wear less clothes. You kind of want to be seen. Maybe you take a bit more time to put effort into yourself, chuck the slippers off, like heels on now.
Time to enter the dating world.
Exactly. Get on Tinder. Yeah, this phase is so great. Like your body actually becomes more symmetrical, your pheromones, like
nuts.
Yeah, it's just, I love it. It's the body's absolutely amazing. So, yeah, like what I can say around self-care here is like get outside, enjoy socializing, get your creativity juices flowing, and allow yourself to, I guess, just like be who you are and be really confident in who you are in this time of your cycle, because it's the best time to like be yourself and show your truth.
Yeah, I feel like ovulation always, I don't know, I feel like it kind of almost comes second to menstruation when people are talking about like their period cycle, but it should be first. It's such an amazing time in your body, like you said, with luteinizing hormone and follicular stimulating hormone and estrogen and progesterone, there's so many changes going on and so much happening that I feel like people don't give enough credit to ovulating.
Totally. Yeah, I know. I don't know why. Like, how could you not?
Yeah.
And also how to harness that time of the month. Like, I noticed a couple of weeks ago when I was ovulating, I went to a friend's birthday party and I completely forgot that I was sober. And I stayed out, I think, until like, you know, midnight or something, not too late, but I was convinced I was like, you know, had a few drinks by that time, but I was completely sober and drove, and
social.
Had a really good week at work. Like, it was just feeling really amazing naturally.
It's just amazing. Like, for me, being a facilitator, I try and plan my workshops in that follicular phase and that summer phase, because I know, like, it's the best time to be doing your meetings, to be like public speaking, all these kinds of things, because you've got that energy to do it. You've got that like magnetism to you as well, where people are like, oh yes, look at yes, like what she's saying. And I'd also teach yoga, and I notice like when I'm coming to my bleed, it's like, and then put your left foot right on it. Sorry, like left, right arm. I'm like, and breathe and go. Like, it's there. So it's such a fun time of the cycle.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then, so the last part of the cycle is your inner autumn. And this is premenstrual, so it can be anywhere from days 21 to 28 or longer. For me, I personally have a 32-day cycle. And your hormones, so there's two things here. So I'll talk that if your egg was fertilized and if your egg wasn't fertilized.
Yeah.
So if your egg was fertilized at the height of your summer, your corpus luteum will stay around and it will actually keep producing progesterone for roughly 3 months until the placenta takes over.
So cool.
Isn't it just amazing? Yeah, I love it. And if you didn't conceive, the empty follicle that has nurtured the egg forms a corpus luteum, which is a gland, and that excretes progesterone. And progesterone will start to rise in this second half of your cycle. So after ovulation has happened, and you can confirm that it's happened, progesterone starts to rise. And that's the more dominant hormone in the second half of your cycle. So estrogen also has a little another short peak here as well, but progesterone is definitely the more dominant hormone. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, I mean, energy wise, you're moving from this like really creative energy down to a more downward yin energy again. So I always think of it like I'm just preparing, I'm nesting, like what am I going to let go of? What am I going to like kind of finish up so that when I do have those 2 days of like complete and utter me time, that I'm not thinking like, shit, I should have done that. Like, why didn't I do that? I've got it to a place where I can give myself permission to maybe close down my emails for a day or something like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, amazing. And I guess then if you can harness each cycle sort of properly, then you're able to be really, really productive when you can. And then you're able to take that time out when it's time to sort of come into yourself and be that bit more intuitive. It makes your life easier.
It just does. Like it actually does. And
it flows.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All about it.
So I guess, you know, you've told us a lot about what you can do to kind of support yourself energetically and I guess health-wise by being in tune with those phases. But do you notice a difference when you don't kind of embody those practices and kind of ignore those little tips that you've given us?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got like some great stories.
Give us examples.
Very short one, and I'm sure we can relate in some way or another. I was going to my sister's wedding in Portugal last year, and it was in my bleed, and I actually had a bit of energy, and I was like, "Screw it, I'm gonna run because I want to look like for Portugal," you know. And so I was like, cool, I haven't run for like 4 years. I'm just going to get on the treadmill and go for it. And I ran for like 3 days in a row. And I was like, gosh, this is so weird. Like I've got this energy. And then it came to ovulation and I couldn't figure out why I was crying for no reason. It's like, I just feel so weird. I don't know what it is. And then it kind of clicked. And I just thought, my gosh, after all these years of knowing this stuff, it's clearly because I didn't let myself rest when my body was like really desiring to get into the bear cave and like chill out. But I was like, no, time to put the runners on and start running for the first time in 5 years. So yeah, that's just like one example of if you don't honor those seasons, then you're not going to really get the benefits out of each one.
So interesting. I feel like in the past I've definitely been to the gym when I've been menstruating and probably, you know, been running on the treadmill or been using the weights and doing quite high intensity workouts. Whereas now I don't do that so much, but I wouldn't have known that would have impacted me later on.
Totally. Yeah.
So interesting.
Yeah, and I guess on the flip side of that is how sort of has becoming more in tune, living a cyclical life. How has that impacted on I guess all avenues of your life?
Yes, such a great question. And honestly, it's impacted on all levels of my life. I used to suffer from acne, painful periods. Like that was the big thing for me. I would be like double dropping Panadol, like curled.
Oh, no. Double dropping. Yeah.
That's right, girls.
That's rough.
But it just, like, that was it. Like, it debilitated me. And, you know, this one teacher said to me, you start realizing that you are swimming upstream when you're constantly, like, bed bound each month. And it's until you make the decision to start swimming downstream, as in, like, moving with the flow each month or cycle syncing, that you start to live a better life. So when I heard that, I was just like, sign me up. So it changed all aspects of my life, my energy levels, my just, I guess, awareness and confidence around my body as well, and my boundaries. Like, yeah, the whole mix. It was just amazing for me.
Yeah, wow. I love that. You're not fighting the current anymore. You're just going with it and connecting to your body, which is, yeah, so powerful, so underrated.
Yeah, I feel like it would be quite empowering, and also, like, would just make you feel more confident within yourself and, yeah, I guess your body and just being a woman in general.
Yeah, and I just think there's something so beautiful about knowing your body and not shaming that part. Like, I know that quite a lot of women, it's like, I don't want to know about my period, like, it's disgusting, I just, like, it just happens. And yet, like, a lot of those women experience painful periods, and I, like, feel even that energetic relationship of repressing or suppressing their cycle, their period each month, really plays a part on having an uncomfortable flow.
Definitely. I feel like if you essentially reject your period, or that, you know, you just choose to ignore it, it's almost like rejecting a little part of yourself, or essentially a big part of yourself. And, you know, I guess everyone can do with a bit of more self-love in terms of that.
Always.
Yeah.
So I guess what would be one piece of advice that you would give to those listeners who are just at the beginning of their journey of understanding their menstrual cycle and becoming in tune with the flow of that? I guess don't know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, where I started was just seeking out, like, listening to podcasts like this and following women like you, and just first, like, seeking the woman who I desired to learn off. And then from there, it was really starting a relationship with my cycle. Like, what did it mean for me to be a cycle syncer? And just, like, starting off really small, because even cycle syncing can be like, what, I've got to eat this food and that, and, like, I've got to stop exercising, but I love my F45. You're like, I'm not doing that. So if you are at the beginning of your, like, period journey and starting that relationship, then I would say listen to your body and start tracking your cycle, and just notice what's happening in your body. Even if you're like, well, I don't know if this is my moods, I don't know if it's because of that, you know, dickhead who stole my park or what. I personally just got really curious with my cycle, and was like, okay, well, I'm feeling really moody now and I'm feeling energized now, and I started a little cycle diary, and that really helped me.
Yes. Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, I love the cycle sinks. Cycle sinkers. Someone needs to make, like, a t-shirt. Yeah. I'm a cycle sinker.
Yeah. How to be a cycle sinker.
Yeah. Join the club.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. And I'm sure everyone listening can definitely take a lot of things from this. And use them in their own lives. So I guess in terms of our listeners, what have you got coming up in terms of, like, workshops and online things people can join in? How can our listeners reach you?
So I mostly base myself off Instagram. So I'm sure you'll put the handle in there as well.
Yes.
At Melissa Vranjes. And you'll see all my upcoming workshops and things I have going on there. In terms of what's coming up, so I actually just launched an online shop of feminine wellbeing tools.
Yes, we saw that. Yeah. Amazing. So exciting.
That was launched last week. Big,
oh, congratulations.
Big, yeah, thank you. In terms of workshops and events coming up, I'm actually in like secret squirrel planning mode of a formal course coming up. Ooh. And there will definitely be cycle syncing clubbers for
yeah.
to join. So yeah, that's kind of what I've got coming up in the next few months, but it hasn't been launched yet.
How exciting.
Definitely something to look out for.
Yeah, I'm sure we'd I'm love sure to we even take part of it.
Round two. You'll
hear from us again.
I love it.
Yeah, well, thank you so much again for taking the time to chat to us. And yeah, like we said before, I know it's later at night time in New Zealand at the moment.
So thanks for spreading your wisdom, and I'm sure all of our listeners will take away something that's going to benefit their life, really.
Yes, that's why we do this work, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you for joining us in this week's episode on the In Her Flow podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review if you loved this podcast episode.
Even better, share it with a friend or family member who could benefit from this information. Our mission is to normalize period talk and help women to tune in with their cyclical bodies.
See you next week.